and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And just before 2 o'clock and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field this Saturday against Minnesota, the final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. An ugly situation doesn't seem to have a positive resolution, at least anytime soon. We're talking about the Nico Miritich, Bobby Portis post-punch freeze-out as Miritich joined his teammates over at the Advocate Center today, but it doesn't look like he and Portis had any conversations. Meanwhile, John Paxson says the situation will have to eventually be worked out.
Both Nico and Bobby are on our roster right now. Nico is getting cleared to do more and more, so this obviously is coming to a position where it's going to have to be resolved between the two.
But when and how are still the sticking points. College hoops, we'll have the DePaul-Delaware State game here on The Score, the broadcast starting at 6:45 this evening. Elsewhere locally, Northwestern taking on St. Peter's. And this week's AP Top 10 has Duke number one, followed by Michigan State. Then comes Arizona, Kansas, and Villanova. Wichita State, Kentucky, Florida, North Carolina, and USC are 6 through 10. And pro football this evening, it's Miami at Carolina. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot, Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
That's why I referred to this game as a must-win, because in some ways, it is.
Cunningham trying to get to the end zone, and he's just short.
Ooh, and he actually lost the ball on the way down to hitting the pylon. Is that a touchback? Now, I think you can make an argument if you're the Packers here. He's almost lucky that he did step out of bounds.
After reviewing the play, the Chicago runner advancing toward the goal line lost control of the football and the ball hit the pylon. Therefore, he did not step out of bounds. It is a touchback. It will be Green Bay's ball, first down.
Wow. Shocking.
Because if they lose, the veneer of competence is stripped away.
It was a Bears challenge, and the ball was moving, that was for sure. We both saw that.
The irony is, it was the Bears who challenged the call on the field, thinking they were going to get rewarded with a touchdown.
Yeah, they won the challenge, but lost the ball.
Wow. Reaction of John Fox, naturally what you expect.
Do you worry about your job security after a bad loss like this?
I've been doing this too long. I've never worried about my job security, and I won't start any minute going forward.
Ugly turn of events. Wow.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
All right, so now you're done, huh? It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Hello to everybody on Watch, 670thescore.com, and Facebook Live. For you, the comments are saying that's a lot of glare coming off of Goff's head. Chris Hansen, just saying. You don't have to just say it. I've admitted to it. Yes. The sunroof is getting more vast. I'm not scared of it. I embrace my sexy bald man. You know, I'm right here with it. You know, this is in the genes. I knew it was going to happen. I beat my dad. I'm 37. My dad was like 31 when it happened. So, yes, I will not run away from the fact that I'm rocking the sunroof right now. Thank you, Chris Hansen. And to everybody who's chatting with us on Facebook Live, we'll get some of your thoughts in here as well. It is from Eric Hansen, Dan. I think the end zone fumble that people are savaging Fox for was going to be a touchback anyway. Say he didn't immediately throw the flag and waited to have their guys watch the replay. The Packers are also looking at it. If Fox doesn't throw the flag, I think McCarthy does. Either way, is a touchback. It was just so Bears that it was Fox.
It was not going to be automatically reviewed for sure because it's not a score. They only review it automatically if there are points that are put on the board to make sure that they don't have to take them off the board. So I think that's a fair point. that if,
and you'd rather them do it.
If that's exactly
right.
Like, you can live
after
with it.
After all that, Dan gave you the great explanation, but you'd rather they do it.
You can live with it if they do it and you think, well, yeah they're right. But the fact is, the twist of the knife is John Fox won the challenge. He won the challenge. But they, as they were awarding him the win, yeah, you're right. He was in bounds.
Is that the play that sums up his tenure?
That's what I mean.
And fellas, if you could think of one, does he have in his 3 years here? Like, what was Trestman's? I think Trestman's was the two games, the two
Packers
games in 3 weeks.
Patriots.
Yeah, where
the,
it was like, all
fitties.
Right, this is, you need to go home now. Thank you for playing.
Well,
you need to go home.
But that's what we're talking, because that's what did it internally. That even people that were done with Trestman at that party, yeah, but even so, it took that. That's why we talk about this game the way we do, because we know what happened last time, and we know that's when Virginia, you know, finished up her CrossFit and put her weights down and came stomping out of the room, kicking ass and taking names.
So is this it? Because I'm tired, Dan, and listeners and texters, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing how much the Packers game matters. I'm tired of it.
They all
Stop
matter.
Stop it.
They all matter.
And not just to get mad at the meatballs, but I'm talking about the front office and the ownership group as well. How much does it matter to you? Because you keep getting beaten these. And I know they got Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I understand. But at some point, you got to be better. And they just haven't been better for a very long time.
A lot of texters pointing out that McCarthy said he was not going to challenge.
There
okay,
is.
Fine.
There
well,
is.
Then the Bears had a self-own of all-time self-owns. And here's how John Fox explained what happened.
It's all of us. I'm not going to point fingers. I mean, it stops here. So, you know, obviously, hindsight, I wish it was something we did differently. But that wasn't part of what we thought was going to be the result. I don't think anybody saw that. You know, I think maybe on 50 times, like some people get to look at it, I think maybe you could see that. But on our look during the game, that wasn't really even discussed.
It kind of has to be.
Yeah.
That's really the problem, is that
your replay person got you, got you in a situation where you weren't at first and goal on the 2 yard line and gave the ball back to the Packers on the 20. And Benny Cunningham is just trying to make a football play. I'm not mad at him for that. I'm not. The guy's trying to score a touchdown. Nothing is, given. There's no sure things. You can get down to the 1 yard line and mess around and not score. We saw that yesterday, I believe, in the Denver game before New England just went stupid on him. But yeah, I'm not mad at Benny Cunningham. I'm honestly not mad at John Fox. I think the culmination of foxiness, this is like, all right, what else can happen to you? But you're trusting your replay guy, and your replay guy lets you down.
Bobby in Romeoville, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, guys, man, I got to tell you, I'm so fed up with the Bears. You know, first of all, you know, they raised ticket prices this year. I know they kept them
They don't make you buy tickets.
I know they don't make me buy tickets, but I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know what it is.
Then you can't be mad at them. If you keep buying the tickets, that's on you.
Yeah, you're right. I keep buying these tickets thinking this is going to be the year. You know, I mean, forget about, the bad play calling. I mean, at the end of the day, dude, the guy passed on Deshaun Watson for Trubisky. You passed on him. Yeah, this guy can't win himself out of a paper bag contest. I mean, he's terrible. This guy is terrible.
Police air monsters. Killing you over
here.
And
the problem with him is he actually believes his own BS. He thinks he's good. He sucks. I mean, it's just that simple. The guy sucks.
Thank you, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby, if you ever want to send a movie, the Chicago guy sounder, the accent, the central casting.
He couldn't win his way out of a paper bag contest.
Yes.
I've heard punch his way out of a paper bag.
I've heard coach your way out of a paper bag. I've heard punch yourself out of a wet paper bag by the RZA.
It was a boxing metaphor. No, I've heard that Doug used to say that too. Punch his way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah.
But win your way out of a paper bag contest is a new one.
Yeah.
You are looking live.
Coaching out of a paper bag is weird too, because they haven't played in paper bags since before the merger.
This is right. The finals of the international paper bag contest.
We are live here in the Deerfield cafeteria where there is a paper bag contest. Sean over here has got himself a tuna salad sandwich. And over here we have a PB&J by Muhammad.
In Washington, Illinois, Mitch, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Started listening to you just about the time Terry retired. Want to thank you guys from saving me from some Rush Limbaugh radio in the afternoon. It's good stuff.
Oh, Mitch, appreciate you. I didn't
know we have to rescue you from something else, but whatever it takes.
We're going up against that. All right, cool.
Down this way in the 815, you know. Hey, shout out to the guy, the last caller, who dropped the Trubinsky line there.
Yes, he did.
Don't worry. We got that coming back.
So I called because I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, or maybe everybody else is. Because I watched that replay on their slow motion, and then I slowed it down frame by frame on my TV at home. And I know I don't have the greatest technology like these replay guys.
The toe drag?
But to me, the toe drags out of bounds while the ball is still in his hands before it touches the pylon. Therefore, he's out of bounds at the one or the two. I don't understand how the call could have got called that way.
Well, they didn't see it that way.
Yeah, I'm going to read the
Tony Corrente said specifically that the Bears won the challenge, that he was in bounds.
It says, looking at the review, he did not step out of bounds and started lunging toward the goal line with both hands on the ball. As he was lunging toward the goal line, he lost the ball in his right hand first, probably, I'm going to guess, 2 feet, maybe short of the pylon. As he got even closer, the left hand came off. We had to put together two different angles in order to see both hands losing the football. After he lost it the second time, it went right into the pylon, which creates a touchback.
So he get Tony some Sudafed or something.
So he started that by saying he did not step out of bounds. That was the first. He made sure to mention that first.
I think that's also because of when they ruled the ball to begin moving. I think their interpretation of loss of possession was a little earlier than perhaps people saw as they're looking at the foot. Madison, Wisconsin, Leo is on Sports Radio 670 on Bears Monday.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I listen to you guys every day.
Good, thanks.
So when I was watching the replay incident that happened on Sunday, my friend turned to me and said, I think that's a touchback right away. And I'm watching the first angle of the replay, and Fox had already thrown the challenge flag at that point. And I'm wondering, do they have access to more angles right away in the replay center? It seemed like they should have at least used the 40 seconds before throwing that challenge flag, before the next play started, and at least consider those different things. Mm. And I also want to say, I know that it's the replay guy's job up top, but I think Fox is the guy at the end of the day who throws that flag. And I think he is able to say, I don't know, guys, I think that might be a touchback. Let's look at it one more time.
But
he
Leo, is
that challenge flag way too early.
Leo, do you think that Fox is seeing it? I haven't been to a Bears game since, man, what was the last Bears game I went to? Might have been Devin Hester. Devin Hester might have been on the team the last time I went to.